Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last night, late start to it, but national title game. And someone that is a fan of the Royals as well is now another national championship head coach in back-to-back seasons. That's Dan Hurley. You know he's a Royals fan. I saw that last night. I think Bally's put out a video. He was at the K last year and did an interview. And he's a Royals fan because of George Brett, like a lot of people. But the Pine Tar incident, to be exact. And if you watch UConn, if you follow him at all, Dan Hurley runs hot. He runs a little hot, to say the least. And so that thing makes a lot of sense that he liked the Pine Tar incident, and that's where he became a Royals fan. But Dan Hurley's...
He's a red ass is what we call it in baseball. Uh-huh. Do they call that college basketball? Use the same terminology? No. That's just a baseball thing, right?
Dan Hurley's he's intense. You know, there's some things that turn some people off as well, but he's a hell of a coach because he's won back-to-back championships. And now you think about where that puts them in history, and it sets them up where it's the first back-to-back team, yes, since Florida. But also, that Florida team returned all five starters when they won back-to-back. UConn lost three starters off of last year's title team, and they just went, and they didn't just win the title. They destroyed the competition, man. We were talking about this before the game even started, but they won every single game by at least 13 points for two straight tournaments.
That's insane.
Pure dominance. Pure dominance. And they went up against Zach Edey, who was incredible. He played great last night. It just didn't matter. He didn't have anybody else. Like, they're just not good enough basketball team to beat UConn. No, nobody was beating UConn, clearly. I don't care. Nobody was beating UConn this year. And, you know, the regular season, what happened in December, everybody's like, well, how did Kansas beat them? Well,
that's a regular season game.
Regular season game.
Allen Fieldhouse, let's just start there.
Allen Fieldhouse, also a guy that's going to be a lottery pick, a top five pick, didn't play in the game for UConn. Like, there's a lottery in case he shot like 60% during that game. That's how it happened. UConn at full strength, which is what they were, nobody's beating them. And that's exactly what happened. And they've won six titles since 1999. Six under three coaches. That actually is the crazier part for me, even. Like, you did it and
since
you also,
1999 is an incredible run. They've been controlling college basketball.
Well, that was Dan Hurley's comment in
he's not wrong.
On stage yesterday at midcourt, was that basically we run college basketball, and it's hard to argue. Six titles since 99. They've had some down years, but when you win six titles in a 30-year span or less than a 30-year span,
nobody has anywhere close to that number during this time.
And it's Calhoun, it's Kevin Ollie, and it's now Dan Hurley. That part is wild, because if I told you any program had six titles in a 25-year span,
I would assume one head coach.
Right.
Maybe two?
They've had three that have won it.
Which is wild in its own right. Well, they get great players to come to the university and seemingly are the, like, Green Bay Packers of coaching hires.
Yeah,
in the sense that they can just get anybody they want to show up and win national championships for them.
It is pretty interesting how, like, they, in a way, they as soon as the Kevin Ollie stuff with all of the controversy that happened, he got out, how quickly they rebounded from that. You know, and a lot of times it takes a program a lot longer to, after something like that happens where your program has to reset and everything. They had a few years that were not very good, not great, and then they get Dan Hurley in, and I think the clip from 2020 that's gone viral is get us now because it's coming.
Right.
And to, you know, 2 years or 3 years later, they've won two in a row. And even to that point, college basketball in general runs through stores because the women, we haven't even talked about like the women's side of things. Oh, they've dominated for forever with Gina Auriemma. So just the University of Connecticut is the best of the best in terms of the last 25 years, like you're saying.
And yeah, I mean, so they, you know, even if you look at how their spurt, so like 2014, they won a title, then they didn't go to the tourney in 2015. And so from 16, in 2016, they were out in the second round. They didn't go in 17, 18, 19, or 20. And in 21, they were out in the first round. In 2022, they were out in the first round. So they've had some gaps, but when you're winning championships, fan bases will deal with the bad first round exits for consecutive years.
They've actually been just as likely to miss the tournament as to win it.
Yeah.
So like they just miss it a lot more often. And like that's the whole thing. There's different things to be proud of.
They don't. 10 years they missed it what, like five times, six
times? They missed it like half the time.
It feels like that.
And then they win the title the other half, so who cares? It's been a wild run for them. This was one of the most impressive 2 year runs ever. I mean, one, the point differential in the tournament was the largest. So that'll just say its own right in what they did. But they, like you said, they beat everybody by double digits for two consecutive tournament runs.
There was never, when you watch them specifically this year, last year, I guess, as well, because of the margin. But this year, even when there were, you know, there were moments, obviously, where you're like, oh, maybe they have a chance to make this a game. You never felt like, oh, UConn's in trouble. Did you, I mean, honestly, did you ever watch UConn during the tournament feel like they were in true trouble? There were a couple moments, you know, I think with, it was 54-50 against Alabama at one point. But again, 54-50, you're not like, oh my gosh, UConn's in trouble. Last night, Purdue in the first half of the first 12 minutes, back and forth, fun.
Yeah,
good,
you know,
really
then a point
basketball.
Or two.
Well, and going back to the Elite Eight, Illinois was, they were almost tied at halftime, and then UConn goes on the 30 to.
Well, it's the same problem South Carolina and Iowa had, which is you can have a great player having a great game, which is what Edie was doing in the first half.
It was awesome.
UConn runs like 72 deep. And South Carolina, the same thing on the women's side. When you are that much deeper than your opponent, you can only like go blow for so long. Two of UConn, like Edie might have been responsible for what, 55% of their scoring in that game? 60% of their scoring in that game?
Their guard play, they only had 1-3 with like 4 minutes left in the game, and they averaged 9. Like the guards did not show up at all to help Edie because they talked about it at halftime. I think Clark Kellogg said Edie has no assists because UConn's not doubling. They weren't doubling Edie in the first half. So he was all by himself and he dominated, but they didn't let anybody else beat them, and the guards were making threes. So you didn't have to double Edie because you didn't have to worry about anybody else. You know, if he beat you, that's fine. One guy's not going to beat you in a basketball game.
Edie, by the way,
30 something, and they weren't even close.
You both chose UConn to win the national championship, but so did Jack Joby. So
yeah,
congrats
Jack,
to him for winning our bracket pool. He'll win the stuff we can steal from downstairs. Wings for a year.
Yeah, from Jefferson's.
At the Jefferson's Lenexa location. And other things we can dig up from downstairs. Plus, he'll come in for a Club 610 invite. A near-perfect bracket. Not that.
No,
he was just the best out of all
of us. So he got 100.
By a lot.
He got 152 points. And he won by 7 points over the next closest guy. So John, just a little short there. And then, in terms of our show, I finished in 27th. Drew finished, where are you at, Drew? 33rd.
I'm like 100 something.
Cody finished 1.
God, that's crazy.
16.
I
remember listening.
I was in third place the entire time. I told you that might be my only chance to celebrate.
Yeah, the first Friday show, it was looking pretty.
I was like 9 for 10. Yeah. Like the first, actually, through the Sweet 16, I was looking real good.
Yeah.
I was looking real good up to the Sweet 16, and then it fell apart.
Last place, I always mentioned.
Who was last?
Stacy. Stacy M, 37 points.
37?
Not good.
I had that by round two.
Josh S, 38. And then Brady T, 39. Those are the bottom three in the Cody and Gold Bracket Challenge.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.